Hi, it's Emily, and we're ready to start week 3 for Summer of Love. So this week, it's all about the giant Mississippi River. I know, what in the world could this possibly have to do with parenting? Here's the deal. One of the most common, shall we say, complaints I get in my office is of parents being fully exasperated that their kiddos do not follow directions the very first time we ask. And it feels like we have to ask them 11 times before they even begin to get motivated. It's true. Absolutely. The other thing that's true is that we tend to ask very quickly. I need you to get your shoes on. Get your shoes on. Come on, let's get going. I need you to get out of the bath. Please, I need you to take a bite of your breakfast. Take a bite. Come on, grab a bite of your cereal. Could you please do this? We say it so quickly that there isn't think time and there isn't transition time for our kids to shift from where they are to where we want them to be. So that's where the Mississippi is coming in. I want you to count slowly in your head between asks. So if you ask them to do something, then start counting in your head. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi. Give them that think time. Give them that transition time. Then ask a second time. Oftentimes it's really helpful if we ask the second time in a different way. So if you're asking kiddos to do something and you're really far away from them, head towards them when you ask a second time. If you have said something out loud the first time, jot them a quick sticky note if they are a reader and give that to them for the second time. If you have, if you're sitting far away from your kiddo when you ask the first time, put a hand on their shoulder to ask the second time. Make sure you're really grabbing their attention. And depending on who your kiddo is, you may realize that some methods work better than others. For example, if you have a teenager and you know that talking to them, just you always get eye rolls or you always get frustrated sighs, text them what you want them to do. Meet them in the way that they're going to respond best. Set your sights for success, right? We want to set them up to be successful. Also, counting three Mississippis gives us breathing room too. And it reminds us that we're only going to ask them a couple times, then we're going to go and start the process with them. Because what tends to happen, or at least tends to happen at our house, I don't know if your house is anything like this, by the 11th time I've asked something, I'm pretty exasperated and I'm really frustrated and there's kind of steam starting to trickle out of my ears. So I've already escalated. But if I stop and ask once and then I'm really paying attention to when I'm asking that second time because I know I need to then shift gears, I'm much more intentional about when I ask them to do something and knowing that it's got my full attention as well. So, three Mississippis. It gives us room to breathe. It gives our children time to change course. It keeps everybody calm and cool and avoiding confrontation. It ends the talking too much, too fast, too soon. And it reminds us that if they're having a tough time listening, we should try something new. So that's week 3 for Summer of Love. I'd love to hear how the mighty Mississippi changes the course of interactions at your house. So send me an email, emily@evolving-parents.com. Talk to you next week.